You're tuned into
The Sporting Piece
with Marcus and Calvin.
Welcome, everybody. This is The Sporting Piece with Christ Music. It's hard music. How are you guys doing? How are you doing, Calvin?
Oh, no, I'm great, mate.
Good, man. Yeah. So we have someone, before we get into it, right?
Yeah.
We have someone from Cape Town that's coming here to record with us. It's a privilege, man. It's a privilege, man.
How many K's?
I'm not sure how many K's though, but this guy's name is Liko, man. Welcome, Liko.
Yeah. It's a privilege to be here.
Of course.
It's very mind-blowing.
That's good. So you're from Cape Town, man. How are things that side though? Is it very quiet?
Nah, I doubt it. Cape Town is quiet.
Are you sure?
No way,
Cape Town is very interesting.
Yeah.
It's very interesting, but it's very different from
from
Pretoria. Because since I'm from Cape Town.
Yeah.
So since I went that side, it was like very cold. And then when I came this side, the weather was different. I was and I literally packed all my like warm clothing.
Yeah.
And then when I came here,
it's hot.
It's hot. I'm like, what is going on?
That's good, man. It's a privilege to have you. He'll be with us for a while. You get what I'm saying?
I think he'll be visiting often.
He'll be visiting often, because. Nice. But anyway, I think you're a fan of soccer. You're a big fan of soccer, I believe.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan. Massive fan.
But who's your favorite team though?
Barcelona.
Yes, guys. You know why I'm excited? Because this guy is a Real Madrid fan.
He's a Real Madrid fan,
and he's been fighting for me for years, not days, years. to say that Real Madrid is the best.
No, look, they are the best because they first on the log on the Champions League.
But. You mentioned, I mean, you can, like, Liko is my weakness. You quoted that they lost matches.
Yeah.
They lost more matches than they won matches.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
What happened? Personal opinion, don't take me serious. It's my opinion.
Okay.
But I don't think that Zidane should be there. I'm sorry. he's been there for long. We know he's taken Madrid very far.
Okay.
I mean, he left. He came back. I don't think he has the same spirit that he had.
Oh, seriously!
And I don't think he knows the players, because since he left, a lot has changed. Like,
I mean, what do you? But Liko, the way Real Madrid was playing, right? What do you think, about Madrid? I know Real Madrid is not your favorite team, but just tell me, how was it this year for Real Madrid, though?
To be very honest with you, Real Madrid is not playing very well, especially in the Champions League at the moment.
Yeah.
They literally drew against Braga.
Yeah.
drew against Braga, and they played at Santiago Bernabeu.
Yeah,
and we know Santiago is the most it's Real Madrid's stadium.
Yeah,
and also it's amazing, man.
Yeah.
But lately, they've been playing
the work. Eh?
Look, it's not a thing of. I don't think it's a thing of the short of players. I think it's also a thing of team play, like how they play.
It's
not good, man. I mean, there's a lot of good players in Madrid, but you don't see any fruit. That's what I'm.
But guys, look, I was having a chat with someone yesterday, and people were saying, right? I mean, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but many people are saying, like, Juventus is going up because of Cristiano Ronaldo. Agree or disagree?
I'm sorry, it's been quiet with Juventus. It's been very... Okay, let's be honest. Since Cristiano Ronaldo left, I'm not saying he shouldn't have, but he's been tanking. You don't hear much. Yes, he does score. Like, he scored.
Okay. What do you say, Liko?
To be very, very honest with you.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that I'm sitting with a Madrid fan. I will ask this question, and please be very honest.
Okay.
Real Madrid plays with Ronaldo.
Okay.
Real Madrid is Ronaldo in a way. True. True or false?
Calvin, pressure.
I don't know. I feel like you and Marcus came here together with the same.
No.
Me and Marcus in the studio were arguing about the same thing.
We were arguing.
I think it was a month ago.
It was a month ago. We were
because you were saying since Cristiano left Madrid, I'm like, no, that's nonsense. I don't know. We've got Eden Hazard, man. I mean, like, come on.
Oh,
We haven't seen much. That's why, we haven't seen much. But
we haven't seen much for Real Madrid. Let's be honest, guys.
I dispute.
Guys.
But, like, it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's so funny because you guys say that you have Hazard.
Okay.
Which is very true. You guys have Hazard.
Okay.
But if you look at the squad, it's the same players.
Oh.
It's literally the same players.
Okay. Okay.
It's just that Ronaldo is not there anymore.
Therefore,
it just shows that you guys play with Ronaldo.
Hey,
because if you look at the first 11,
yes, yeah.
it's Ramos, Marcelo,
yeah,
like the regulars,
yes,
regulars,
yes.
All of them,
yes.
But the only player that's not there anymore, it's Cristiano Ronaldo.
Right. Okay.
So
I agree.
So I don't understand when people say. Especially Real Madrid fans, when they say we don't play with Ronaldo, but when you compare Real Madrid when they had Ronaldo, and now when Ronaldo is not there,
who was the previous coach we had? But. He was way better than Zidane. I'm sorry. Zidane doesn't know Madrid.
So you're blaming this on Zidane?
No, I'm not blaming him. But I don't think he knows the Madrid now.
Oh.
I doubt it for a fact.
Okay, now, here's a question.
Okay.
If you say that Real Madrid, well, Zidane doesn't know Real Madrid.
Okay.
Zidane won the Champions League with Real Madrid.
Okay.
Agreed.
Now, what do you mean when you say Zidane does not know Real Madrid, but they won the Champions League?
I don't know if you know Jose Mourinho. You do? No.
Yeah.
Yes.
When he was coaching Man United, he won so many cups as well. True. I think he won
true,
more than Zidane.
True.
He left and he came back. Guess what people were saying? Because he didn't know the team. So, for example, I'm making that team as an example.
Okay.
He went back and guess what? As soon as he got there, what happened to United? They started losing. That's what they say. It's the coach. True. Which, guess what he did also, Mourinho? He brought up the fact that he's won many cups as any coach and has coached this team, which was true. But it doesn't matter. The team changes, you understand?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay, I get you.
Yeah, him coming from... I don't think he still has the Madrid... I don't know. I'm sorry.
Guys, look.
My opinion, if you change
the
coach,
again.
Madrid could improve. That's a fact.
Okay, guys, look.
I think
we should take a break. And when we come back, let's discuss more about... Because you bring up José and Zidane now. I mean, to admit, these guys are good. I mean, they were good coaches.
Yeah.
They were good coaches.
But
they were.
Since, please, my what I'm asking you to check is...
Okay.
Since Zidane came back, which is not very long, since he came back, what has been happening to Madrid?
Mm.
And go track the previous coaches.
I think we should do that, guys. I mean, I think because the way I see it, like that's my opinion. The way I see it, like Madrid has been going down the drain.
Okay.
I don't say that to offend anyone except.
It sounds bad already. Oh! You cannot bring up the word
Drake. He's already offended.
No, no.
and you know what's very interesting?
Yeah.
In 2 matches time in La Liga, Barcelona will play against Real Madrid.
Yep.
So I can't wait for the first El Clasico. Just to see what is happening.
All right. I really want to see that match again, guys. But anyway, guys, let's just take a bit of a break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss more about the fixtures and results of Barcelona and Real Madrid.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I mean, people are saying that, Real Madrid has... Okay. We just saw something exciting now. But let's just discuss that after the break. Christ, music is hot music.
You're tuned into Active FM.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Sporting Base with Christ Music. It's hard music. So, guys, we were discussing offline, right? So, we were busy discussing the whole thing about Cristiano, when Cristiano Ronaldo left.
Wait,
Real Madrid went down the drain.
I'm sorry, I feel like I need to ask
Oh, no.
Okay, look, I think you guys are in an agreement. I'm sorry, the recorders.
Yeah.
And you.
Yes. Okay.
I disagree with the fact that one player can stand in a team. Okay, I know. I don't understand. I get what you guys are saying, which I don't know. But the fact that a team depends on a player, I'm sorry, I don't believe that. Especially with Cristiano Ronaldo, the fact that I've been hearing this a lot. The fact that after he left, Madrid's been. Yeah,
guys, look, let's just clear things, right? Like, if Messi leaves now, Real Madrid will go down the drain. I'm just putting it out there. Barcelona, I'm thinking Real Madrid. Barcelona will go down the drain. Let's just put it out there. Let's start with Lico, right?
Okay.
Wow. What do you think of it?
As a Barcelona, yes. As a Barcelona fan,
yes.
I won't be biased now. I'm not biased because I want to speak as a football fan.
Okay.
Not just a Barcelona fan, but a football fan.
Yeah.
I agree with you that if Leo leaves Barcelona, chances are Barcelona might go down. And the reason I say that is because I've been looking at the stats from this season. Since the start of the season, Barcelona has been playing fairly bad. we've been losing games, drawing games that we should have won.
Yeah.
And then Leo comes back against Inter Milan.
Yeah.
And then we won the match 2-1. So and then yesterday we played against Seville, and Leo was there and he literally scored a free kick as well. So what does that say? As a fan, as a football fan,
yeah.
I agree that if Leo leaves Barcelona at some point, I think they might go down.
They might go down.
Sorry, guys. I dispute what you and Marcus are saying. Word.
Okay,
because,
why?
I'm sorry.
Why?
I don't believe in this one player thing, you know. Because
what?
If you okay, where do you okay for?
Okay, let's look at Portugal in the FIFA World Cup, right? Many people are saying that Portugal were they in the World Cup because of Cristiano Ronaldo, which is true. They're whack.
To be very honest with you.
Yeah.
If you look at Portugal and the amount of goals that they've scored,
yes,
you will see that Cristiano Ronaldo is like
the top of the log.
His scoring rate is amazing.
Okay.
And then, because if you look at how they play, you will see that most of the time, whenever whoever has the ball, the first thing he thinks, where's Ronaldo? Where's Ronaldo?
Like I said, Calvin.
It's the same thing with Real Madrid when Cristiano Ronaldo was in Real Madrid.
Yeah.
It's the same thing whenever Modric has the ball. First thing, where's Ronaldo? Cruz, whenever he has the ball, where's Ronaldo?
Exactly.
Yes, okay, let me put this in on the table.
Okay.
Gareth Bale at the moment
is
playing very well.
Okay.
But when Ronaldo was there, Gareth Bale was playing fairly bad.
And Benzema?
You see, with Benzema,
this is getting
he's a central striker.
Okay.
But since Ronaldo has changed his game, it made Benzema's game really difficult, because you will see Benzema occupying the left wing.
Okay.
And then you think, Benzema left wing. Come on, what is happening? Because he's a central striker.
Yes, definitely.
And then you see Ronaldo occupying the central striking position.
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking that Ronaldo is the problem, because whenever he's at a team, the team has to adjust to Cristiano Ronaldo.
Mm-hmm. Are you hearing this, Calvin?
To support what I'm saying,
yes.
Let's go to Juventus. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Now, I mean, many people are saying now, right? Yeah. Like, Calvin always mentioned this. He's like, Juventus is going down. Cristiano Ronaldo is going down. Calvin, why do you say what you're saying? I mean, why do you say what you're saying? Like,
I really don't know.
can I tell you why? Can I tell you why?
I mean,
because he's a fan of Real Madrid. He's a fan of Real Madrid.
Okay.
And he feels inside that Ronaldo should be staying at Real Madrid. Be staying at Real Madrid.
That's why he shines, you know.
See what I mean? Okay. He should be at Real Madrid.
But Real Madrid, let's be honest, let's just put it out there. Real Madrid hasn't been playing very well. I mean, if you look at the stats today, they've been losing more than they were winning. I mean, let's compare when Cristiano Ronaldo was there, the games went up, literally. But when Cristiano Ronaldo left, look what happened. I mean, look what happened, guys. We got beaten by the, let's just say upcoming teams, if I would love to call it.
Yeah.
Upcoming teams. You get what I'm saying?
They also almost lost their last match, Madrid. They just survived because the team got one player got the red card in a team.
But the question is now, are they just surviving? Surviving?
I think the gameplay needs to be changed. Like, there's players that need to be changed. I don't know.
As a Real Madrid fan, you're saying that you guys should change players.
Especially in our defense, but
the funny thing is that you guys, like, you buy players.
Like, for you days.
For me, the question is, why did you guys open an academy? If you guys, all the time you want to buy players, like, when are we getting an opportunity to see what you guys are cooking at the back?
Exactly. Like,
because in my defense, like, I'm a Barcelona fan, so
okay.
In La Masia we have Lionel Messi, Xavi, Iniesta, and now we have this kid called Fati. He's like a 16-year-old, playing first 11.
Sure.
A 16-year-old playing first 11 at Barcelona.
Sure. And that kid is good. Good.
Oh my God.
That guy is good.
He's amazing. So I'm just putting this question that if Real Madrid stops buying expensive players, where would they be?
Calvin?
Yeah.
I think. Where would you guys be? Like, you guys are buying players, man.
Yeah.
Lico, I don't know if you know about this, but remember they wanted to buy, who's this guy, Gareth Bale? One of the China teams, they wanted to buy Gareth Bale. But apparently, they already got a player in that team. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. The thing with Gareth Bale, it's very funny. Because Zidane was like, nah, I don't want Gareth Bale, I'm good.
Okay.
But if you look at the stats at the moment, Gareth Bale is doing the most. He's saving Real Madrid.
Yes.
So and I think the reason why, like, now Zidane is like, yeah, Gareth Bale is a great player, because he knows that he didn't get Mbappe, because the thing that he wanted was Mbappe. Now, to save himself, because he knows that he couldn't get Mbappe, to save himself from taking the shine away from Bale, now he's like, Gareth Bale, man, like, he's good, he's this and that. I'm like, Zidane, what do you want? Like, what do you want exactly?
Yeah.
So, as a Madrid fan,
okay,
let me put this again. Next season, let's just jump to next season to next transfer season.
Yeah.
What are you guys going to do with Gareth Bale? Because at the moment we see that Gareth Bale is amazing.
Yes, he is.
We can see his potential a bit. And the season is just starting at the moment.
Hmm.
So we see his potential.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he will be at the end of the season. So just jumping.
Yeah.
Like, if I may ask, if you guys like okay, let's say Gareth Bale scores, I don't know,
2 or 3 goals,
25 goals this season.
Yeah.
And you guys have an opportunity to buy Mbappe. Mm-hmm. What are you guys going to do? Are you guys going to sell Bale and get Mbappe? Or are you going to look at the stats before buying a player and be like, okay, Gareth Bale did well, so let's keep him and not buy Mbappe.
Mbappe.
So what are you guys going to do?
But yeah,
the heat is on, guys.
Yeah, look. Okay. I believe Madrid will improve. That's, yeah.
Oh, that's all, you that's be, all is I that what you say. Mean?
Yeah, nah, look.
Okay.
I think we've got the players. We've got good players, a lot of good players. But I don't think we've got the game set, basically. As in how our players...
But we are saying now that, okay, we're blaming it on one guy, Zidane.
No, Zidane. I'm blaming it on Zidane.
He's blaming it on Zidane. I mean,
I'm saying let's just switch a coach, you know.
Oh, simple. Okay. Maybe, yeah. So are you saying that when we remove Zidane, everything's gonna go well? Is that what you're
probably
saying?
Probably. The chances are.
I mean,
it is gonna go well. I'm not saying it's the cause, but you know what I found mostly in the Spanish football is that there's always issues between the coach and the players, especially when you have left as a coach and came back. Yeah. I bet you there's beef somehow. It's my opinion, by the way. But I think between, you know, there's always that rivalry, especially with, if you look at this Gareth Bale and Zidane, that he didn't want Gareth Bale. I don't know. I think for me, there's always an issue with
guys.
Even with, who's this... Mourinho, when you went back, there was a lot of talk with Paul Pogba. There was like an argument. Pogba didn't want him there. And, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. We should just get another coach.
Guys,
you know?
I want to bring this to the table. I want to bring this to the table again, right? I mean, we discussed it, and I feel like we didn't end that topic properly. So since Liko is here, I want to ask, right? Who do you think is the best between? You obviously, you guys know the names, but let me just mention it for you that's listening to the show. Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi. Ha!
That's been a very long debate.
It's a very trick question.
It's a trick question.
Yeah.
One, and it's been overdue. Two.
It's been overdue
because the thing is, we like the competition, because it just puts a spice in the game.
Yes.
So as a football fan I'm like, why are we comparing these two guys? We just enjoy what these guys are doing. But but then as a Barcelona fan,
You say Messi. I'm telling you.
Messi is better than Ronaldo. Can I please support what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you look at last season's stats, Leo was the top goal scorer of La Liga. Leo was the top goal scorer of the Champions League. Leo was the top goal scorer in Europe as a whole.
Okay.
And then he won the La Liga. Sure. Then we go to Ronaldo. He wasn't the top goal scorer in Serie A. He was bad in the Champions League because he was not...
Okay.
I think he was in the top five in the top goal scorers in the Champions League.
Yeah.
And then he has two trophies.
Oh.
Two trophies and a fairly bad season for him. Like because it's Ronaldo that we're talking about.
Yeah.
So for him, it's a fairly bad season for him.
Yeah.
So that's why I believe that it's Lionel Messi. Messi, and to put this on the table, at the moment, if we look at the best player awards,
okay.
Lionel Messi has 6 at the moment.
Okay.
And Ronaldo has 5.
Now, so he's just missing one.
He's missing one.
But
Leo is at the top at the moment.
Oh, Calvin.
Leo's at the top at the moment. And to put another thing on the table, there's something that Ronaldo never won individually that Leo has won.
Okay.
Leo won the player of the tournament in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Ronaldo has never won that before.
Yo.
Okay, sure, Leo has never won an international trophy.
Yes.
But I feel like that's like a it's a teamwork.
Yeah.
It's a teamwork.
Yeah, definitely.
But when we look individually, the awards that these guys have won individually.
Yeah.
Leo has
More awards.
Has more awards and has better awards than Ronaldo.
I mean, bro, people are saying, right, that the difference between the two is that Cristiano Ronaldo is a hard worker.
Agreed. You know,
whoa!
I'm sorry, I keep hearing that statement over and over and over. I don't know how many people have said that this year. That I've heard. Can you say it?
Okay. Cristiano Ronaldo is a hard worker. And Messi is talented.
I'm sorry, that's nonsense. For me, they're both hard workers.
Please support what
you choose. What you say?
Because so you're telling me one doesn't practice and one does because one is a hard worker and one is talented. I don't understand what's the reason behind that statement, you know.
Can I tell
you why?
Okay.
If you look at it, if you look at the style that Leo plays.
Okay.
If you look at it since he was like 23, 21,
mm-hmm.
and now his style hasn't changed. He still dribbles as before. He still beats 2 or 3 players. Still scores amazing goals as before.
Mm.
So that's natural to him.
It's natural, yes. Now.
And then we go to Ronaldo. Now Ronaldo was known as the skillful one.
Yeah, okay.
But now if you look at it, he's more of a goal scorer than a skillful one. His pace hasn't been the same.
Yeah.
Like the first time we were shown Cristiano Ronaldo, he was a natural winger.
I was there in Man United.
Yeah, like Man United and Sporting Lisbon, he was a winger.
Yeah.
A winger.
Yes.
And then as time went by, his game changed and now he's a striker.
Mm-mm-mm.
So he's adjusting to the game.
Mm.
He's adjusting to the game, but Leo, the kid doesn't adjust. Yeah. He just plays the game. He just plays the game.
Okay, so come
on. I also think, I don't know, I think it's because of the position they make him play. I don't think it's a talent and a...
And the hard-working thing.
I think it's, I don't know.
Which one?
Talented or hard-working?
They're both talented, you know. I don't think
No, which one is adjusting according to position?
A position.
Which one of the two?
Yeah, sure.
That's juicy.
Because to be honest, both players
yes.
changed positions.
Yeah.
Leo at first Leo was an attacking midfielder.
Yeah.
Everyone knew Leo as an attacking midfielder.
Yeah.
And then he changed his game. Now he plays on the wing.
Okay.
And then we knew Cristiano Ronaldo as a left wing or right wing.
Yeah.
But now he plays as a striker. So both of them has adjusted position, but both of them, their game is not the same anymore.
Yeah,
Leo's
true.
Game is still the same.
He's still the same.
Even though he has changed position, attacking, now he plays at the right, but still he has that dribbling skills that he had before.
Yeah. I agree.
So yeah, man, like what do you say? What do you say?
I don't know. same. So look, Leo, I don't know. I like Lionel Messi because he's a faithful player, you know. He's been in Barcelona basically young age. Mm. And then you look at people like Cristiano Ronaldo, which is my best player, you know. He changes teams. Like in Madrid, he was a very good player. He dribbled, you could see, like he shined.
He was very good,
and then you compare him to a team like Juventus, where he has to be a hard worker. I mean, it's also, you need to calculate the fact that at Juventus, also the gameplay is different. It's not the same as it was at Madrid, or they know where to find Ronaldo.
I really think that Cristiano Ronaldo, like, many people are saying that he's changing
too much teams. In my opinion, he moves a lot, you know.
He moves a lot.
He's a shapeshifter.
is that bad or good?
For me, I'm sorry, it's bad.
It's bad. I
mean, why would you want to move in a team that you are basically shining at? You, the man, I mean, you're making it, you're good, you know you're good because everyone knows you're good, and then you move to another. Is it, I don't know, for me, it's about, from what I've seen, I don't know if it's about money or it's about love of football.
I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, guys, like, look, let's put it, look, Cristiano Ronaldo is very, very good. But many people are talking about Messi. They say this guy, he plays differently. Mm-hmm. Understand? And many people are saying that Cristiano Ronaldo is, they say he's trying new stuff.
Too many
inverted commas, new stuff.
It's so funny to hear this from a Ronaldo fan. That him changing clubs is bad. This is my first time, because every Ronaldo fan, they say that the reason why he's changing teams is because he wants to prove that wherever he goes, he achieves. He achieves. So that's what I've been hearing from other Cristiano fans, that that's the reason why, like, he changes teams, because he won the Champions League at United. Exactly. At Madrid, so now he wants to do that at Juve. Now people are saying that, why doesn't Messi do that? Why doesn't he change team to see if he's this good or not?
That's also an interesting question.
Okay, yeah.
But the thing is, you have to understand that for him to, like, why does he need to move to prove that,
you know,
that he's good? Like, sure. I really do not understand.
No, like.
Because if you compare Barcelona with other teams, they're still the same.
Look, it's my first time hearing this. I mean, Cristiano Ronaldo actually wants to prove that wherever he goes.
Even me, it's my first time.
No, it's my first time, man. Like, wow.
Like, I've been hearing this from Madrid fans, and they say that, like, he played for Manchester. He won the Ballon d'Or. He won the Champions League.
Yeah.
And then he went to Madrid. Yeah. He won the Ballon d'Or. He won the Champions League. And now he's at Juve. And now, because the reason why Juve bought Ronaldo is because they want to win the Champions League. That's why they bought Ronaldo, basically.
Look, I don't know. I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt, but it was, for me, it was crazy. It felt like this is not a coincidence. When Zidane had to leave, because he had to go coach Juventus, because he also came up with a very fancy statement to say he has to leave Madrid. Madrid is not for him, you know. What he said was he believes Madrid can do better. That's why I still thought there's something behind this happening that we don't know. It's like Madrid can do better with him, without him, after winning a cup. That's what he said. I mean, that for me was like crazy. And he left. He went to Juventus.
Yes. Yes.
Lately, not long after that, Cristiano is leaving. If you look at the tweets, especially even in training, in Madrid, they've been they've been hanging out a lot. I'm not saying they had it planned, but the fact that they moved to the same team.
Yeah.
Same year, basically. I don't know. Maybe different seasons, but it was too early. And
you know what's so funny, but they both moved into the same team. And like, who left first was Zidane, eh?
Zidane
left. He said he has to leave Real Madrid to, and they will play better without him. I mean,
the sound of that right now, I think it's true.
I'm sorry, I think there was something happening there.
I don't know.
I think, I'm sorry, my opinion, guys, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I think there was stuff that's happening that we don't know.
I don't know. Coaches
were talking about, because it was an instant leave. It wasn't, you know, normally when coaches leave, you get notified early to say,
yes, I'll be leaving the team
for this long. And then he just happened to leave. And guess what? He left again Juventus to come back to Madrid. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if they had deals. I'm sorry. I'm having a lot of thinking. Yeah. I don't know if they had deals with the coaches to say, look, give me Ronaldo. I don't know. Maybe because Ronaldo, also, if you look at it, Ronaldo's got a choice. He can make a choice.
He can make a choice to leave.
But yeah, for me, it was a very tricky moment for my
It was. Yeah, it was.
Okay, to just put a question on the table.
Okay.
If Zidane leaves Real Madrid, with which other coach do you think is suited for Madrid? If Zidane leaves, which other coach do you see okay, he's suited for Madrid at the moment?
The only guy I could picture.
Sure,
Lico,
did you have to ask me that question?
I was actually thinking about it, and I'm like, okay. If Zidane leaves, who is fit to get to to coach Real Madrid? Damn, I would say I would say the coach for Man City. Pep Guardiola. Wrong move. What do you mean, guys? Okay.
What I mean because there's a massive rivalry between Barcelona and Real Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have to remember that Pep Guardiola was the coach of Barcelona.
Agreed.
You can't take Pep Guardiola to Madrid, because that, for me as a fan of Barcelona,
okay, we got to Barcelona.
I'll be like, what is he doing? Like, what is he doing? Why would you coach Barcelona and then go to Real Madrid? Like, that's
Do you
crazy.
Think no do you think th- okay maybe you're just saying this because you know that when Pep Guardiola goes to Real Madrid, they're gonna beat you guys.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there.
To be very honest,
yeah,
Pep Guardiola to me,
yes,
best coach.
Thanks.
Best coach in the world. Yes, Klopp is doing amazing things in Liverpool, but Pep Guardiola, like the things that he has done to Manchester City, the way he has transformed Manchester City to be like this team that plays tiki-taka, scores goals for fun, and humiliates Manchester United, all these teams. Like, he's, for me, he's the best coach. And that's debatable, because other people can be like, nah, Klopp is the best and whatnot. So it's debatable. Yeah. But for me, Pep Guardiola is the best coach. So for him to go to Madrid, obviously he will make Real Madrid better. And I don't want that. I don't want that as a Barcelona fan.
You see, you even
I don't want that.
I know, man. But I'm telling you guys, look, if Zidane leaves, I really think Guardiola will coach it. But Calvin, who do you think, if Zidane leaves?
I don't know. Lico asked me a tricky question, because I've never thought about that. I was just thinking, Zidane, I don't know. It's either improve.
It's like you leave. Don't like Zidane.
It's a thing of improve or leave. I don't know. You know, when a coach comes back, you have to go a thing of, he's back. No wonder the team is, you understand? But that's not the case with Zidane. We're like, what's happening?
But you have to think a bit far, because you want Zidane to leave, but you don't know who's
going to take him.
And at the moment, there are rumors that Mourinho might be back.
Whoa!
So there's rumors there, and so he might be back. It's a very tricky one, because.
Because
Mourinho and Madrid at first.
I can't picture it, honestly speaking. Wow, like the same way you can't picture Pep Guardiola in Madrid, it's the same way I can't picture José in Real Madrid. I mean, it's going to be something else.
The thing is, isn't it?
It's going to be something else.
Him going back to Madrid can be an improvement for Madrid.
Mm.
It can be. But the thing is, with Jose Mourinho, in my opinion,
okay,
Jose Mourinho is the coach that believes that he needs better players for him to function better at a club. And the reason why I'm saying that, because I'm looking at Manchester United. He never had the players that he needed to make United better. So now going back to Madrid, I'm thinking, okay, Ramos, okay, good. Benzema, sure. Hazard, sure. But there are certain players in the team that are just making the team a bit bad.
Yeah.
And to put Jose Mourinho in that situation, it's a bad mix.
Anyway, guys, sure.
Still more questions, you know. I'm glad Liko asked.
One.
But look, Liko, since I think you watch all types of soccer, even the PSL. Eh? I don't know when last did I watch the PSL, but I'm a Pirate, Orlando Pirates fan. Yeah, it's been very long. So in the PSL, who are the Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi?
That's the last question.
For me, I think at the moment, it's very hard because PSL players are not consistent. It's really hard to be like, okay, this player is good and whatnot, because Bilyat, at first when he played for Sundowns, he was like the Ronaldo, but now he plays for Chiefs, and it's like Chiefs has a replica of Bilyat when he played for Sundowns. So it's a really
difficult, really, really difficult question. Yeah. I think we need to do some more research on this. Yeah. I mean, because we haven't talked about the PSL for a very, very long time.
Yeah,
I think we should bring it home now. I think we should bring it home, guys. Don't you think?
Look, I think the Spanish football is more interesting, you know?
Oh, no, so, guys.
PSL, we dribble a lot. You've seen that with Bafana and stuff.
All right. Yeah. So anyway, guys, if you want to listen to some more, just go to
www.activefm.co.za
or catch us on Facebook on ActiveFM777, which is the number of heaven. So anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in, and guys, we'll see you guys now.
Might we have Liko next week?
Yes, we might. But Liko, are you coming next week though?
Most definitely.
Oh yes,
definitely.
Sorry, I think I need to do my research.
Please do your research.
And next week, I'm telling you,
it's gonna be more debates. I'm telling you right now. And guys, you can obviously comment on Facebook. Tell us, is it better for the coach to be here, or is it better for the coach to be here? Ask questions, guys. Let's get involved here. You get what I'm saying?
We'd like to chase Zidane together.
All right, guys. We're going to see you guys next week, same time, same place. From myself, Calvin and Liko, saying peace out. And God bless. Christ busy, hot music. Single frame, try to do this hot music.